You tuned in to the YBBI show on 187radio.com.
I am your boy Black Ice from Richmond. I am your boy Black Ice from Richmond. I am your boy Black Ice from Richmond. Well, it's the West Coast, East Bay, Richmond, Cali. Yeah! It's the YBBI show, and it is November 5th, 2008, and today is a new day. Yeah. We gonna get on with the Kyrie tribute for the Thanksgiving season 2008 at the YBBI show on 187 Radio, but we gotta pump the brakes. Why? Because we got a black president, y'all. We got a new president, y'all. We got a president that is fresh. He's fresh. Some people think he the savior, while other people think Barack Obama is gonna paint the White House black. Me, on the other hand, I don't think neither one of them things. The one thing that I do know is he gonna force a lot of motherfuckers to get off of their ass. So my new slogan is my old slogan. Now what? Now what you gonna do? Barack Obama said, yes we can, and now yes we did. Now my question to motherfuckers is, now what? Now what you gonna do? Huh? You gonna wait for Obama to bring us to the promised land? Or you gonna get off your ass, stop making excuses, and go play your position like it's supposed to be played, so we can deliver to these people a fair trade with no robbery? Cause I'm gonna play my position, cause see, I understand that my position is the CEO of me, and I know at the end of the day, I'm trying to create wealth for my family and friends and the people that surround me. You see, in the words of Obama, it ain't about me. It's never been about me. It's always been about you. I'm here because you appreciate me and you value what I do, but there's no way that I could be here without you. So, I'm here because of you. It's about you. But at the same time, you got to understand and trust that your boy Black Ice and the Trav Lyrics Company is most likely going to be an opportunity, not a threat. Also, that we have your best interest in mind. I'm not just going to send you down a rabbit hole that's full of shit, because if I did that, where would that leave me in the end? Off in my own rabbit hole trying to find somebody else to trust me. And why do that when I can keep servicing you? See, I understand it's enough out here for everybody to eat. Just don't be greedy, because I'm not greedy. Y'all know I'm not greedy. And if you don't know, please believe that most of the time I'm sitting in my little box trying to figure out, how can I make him some money? How can I make myself more valuable to whereas it will increase his or her value? How can I do that and simultaneously retain my sanity in my world of possibilities? Because that's where I live at, in a world of possibilities. I don't really think about what I can't do and what motherfuckers ain't gonna let me do. I just focus on what is possible if motherfuckers would just play their position. You do what you do, I do what I do, and then we'll find somebody who wanna do that other shit, and we'll all come together and have a big ass fair trade, and we can all party like it's 2099. I can't stand a motherfucker that's always trying to talk you down, trying to convince you that your shit is worthless so you can give it away for free, so then they can go drop your shit on eBay and sell it for $100. Look, motherfucker, if you just fuck with me, nigga, give me the information, I'll give you the shit for free. You know, you got to understand what I value. It ain't always about money with me. You know, in times like this, man, I might need a chicken. I might need a pig, goddammit. A head of lettuce and a butter knife. You never know. But you know what's worse? I hate them people who be like, I can't. Like, it's a bunch of people rejoicing, thinking that they finna get 30 acres and a mule. But you got to remember, Obama does not have a slave history. Obama is half white. Obama got a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and he gonna mix that shit together, and motherfuckers, hey, don't get it twisted. Obama still worked for the people, and the people say you gotta take responsibility for yourself and be the CEO of you. Figure out how to make yourself more valuable to the people that's part of the solution, like that. So, he talk about we, I talk about we, and we gonna get this shit cracking, because we don't wanna hear no more of them excuses. Like, 500 years of stepping on the back of my neck and telling me that I can't, knowing that I can. knowing that you can, knowing that he can, but a lot of motherfuckers fell for the okie doke and believed that they couldn't. Now, they ain't got no excuse. Grow some nuts and get it done. We know that you can't do it by yourself. Shit, I can't do it by myself. But what I am gonna ask you is, what can you do? What do you wanna do? You know why I wanted Barack Obama to be the president? Because he talking about bringing some jobs back here. An effort to strengthen the economy and get some money back in the hands and the pockets and the bank accounts of the people so they can feel more stable. You know what I'm saying? And pay for your house, pay for your kids to go to college. And when people feel stable, people feel good. And when people feel good, what do? Now they can buy some of y'all fine German engineering and all y'all fine French wines and get y'all Swiss watches and Japanese technology. People start traveling, bringing in some of that tourist money, you know, buying up all the little postcards and little Eiffel Towers that the motherfuckers are selling at the bottom of the Eiffel Towers. I mean, until the police come and run motherfuckers off. Niggas be getting some of that Italian leather and that Venetian glass, some of that Swiss chocolate. Sure, a few people gonna cop a couple of them fine handcrafted automobiles from the UK. And see, this is where I become selfish. Not greedy, but kind of selfish. After all, I am in business. See, because once the money start flowing, then everybody around the world having some dough. So now, y'all can go buy my shit. And I mean that in the best way possible. So, at the end of the day, I love Barack Obama. I hope he's able to do what he says he's going to do. Because it's going to be a beautiful day for everybody involved around the world. No more mortgages. If you ain't got the money, don't buy the house. Rent. I just wanted to make sure I got my little 2 cent in because I got a platform to talk, and since 187 Radio is giving me the opportunity to talk, I put it on there. You know, it's the internet, baby. Web 2.0. Hopefully this shit is still floating around in Web 5.0. You know, I might be dead and gone up out of here, but y'all still gonna hear my opinion on what I thought the situation was. On November the 5th, 2008, America picked its first black president. Got over all that bullshit. No, wait. Not got over that bullshit. It's the beginning of getting over all of that bullshit. With that said, let me get off the emergency break, rewind this motherfucker, and then we can start the show as regularly scheduled.
Ask Dave Chappelle and Barry Sanders what it's like to decode the bullshit. They did it, now what you gonna do?
I'll be leaving on the next train. Don't cry for me, I'll be back again. If I die, cremate the main, then scatter my ashes across the bay.
What's up, y'all? It's the YBBI Show right here on 187 Radio, and this is your host, YBBI. I am your boy, Black Ice. Y'all know me. 50 Reasons, the 50 Reasons 10th Anniversary, the 50 Reasons OG, Po-Black Citizen. I come from Richmond, California. Started rapping in 91. Did graphics since 1995 for some of your favorite classic golden era albums. In 1998, established the Colon Line 41510 Apparel by rapper for Bay Area rappers for the single purpose of identifying the Bay Area. Yes, I is a pioneer. And now I'm here doing this radio thing for y'all in 2008 and beyond. If you've been listening to the shows over the past few weeks, you know that we're doing the YBBI Show Thanksgiving Season 2008. We're going to make it an annual thing, and this year we celebrating the producers that made that golden era sound so funky, that golden era sound so raw. You know what I'm saying? The people who, instead of being followers, they chose to be leaders. And y'all know that we did Sam Bostick and Mike Mosley. You know that earlier in the episodes we did Poor Man Dre, and right now we at Kyrie, because you can't do a tribute show to the producers of the Bay Area golden era sound and not touch Kyrie. I mean, Kyrie, that's Crestside Vallejo from day one. That's the Mac, that's Mac Maul, that's Mac Dre, and all the mini me's out there right now. 75% of them probably don't even know that the Kyrie sound is their whole foundation. So what we gonna do is we gonna do a chronological order. basically, because as I was doing my research on Kyrie, I heard it all coming together. I heard where it was and what year he decided that he was the shit, that he figured it out. You know what I'm saying? Because we got some shit from 1985 when it was Kyrie and the Lover Twins on Big Bank Records. You can tell that the sound was heavily influenced by East Coast rap, because if you go back to the YBBI Show episode 1, I told you that a lot of people out here, when we heard Rapper's Delight, that's when we decided we was gonna rap. But when you listen to Kyrie and the Lover Twins, you say, man, that's kind of like Grandmaster Flash or Run DMC or something. I mean, what else would it sound like? Shit, that's all we had to listen to. But then when you get to 1988, you can hear something happening. Something is going on with the thought process where he must have said to himself, I can create first generation sound. I don't need to follow somebody else. So it sounded like he decided to step back from the artist section, and he needed to find some artists that fit with his production style. And then that's where you got the Mac from The Game Is Thick and that Mac Dre Young Black Brother EP. And you know that's on Strictly Business Records. And then of course we got the next level, the Young Black Brother Records with the Ray Love and the Young Lay and the Mac Ma, Doobie, aka Sugar Wolf. I mean, but dude got a lot of surprises, man. As I'm doing the research, it's like, I can't fit all of his shit into 1 hour. So what we gonna do is keep it real golden era. We gonna go from 85 to right up to 99 with that Mac Ma Wide Open, and we just gonna do it like that. And as I, like I say, I put it together, and I hope it's something that Kyrie would like. I hope you like this, Kyrie. And if I got my facts wrong, man, I would love to have you on the show, because you can come on the show. I'll put the mic down and you can do all the talking, man, because I know you got your podcast, and I know that you ain't never stopped making music, and I know you got all your instrumentals on iTunes. You know, I seen the Murder Dog, I've read the Murder Dog interview twice, three times maybe. I'm just playing my position, man, and trying to let the people know that you are still a factor in this music thing. And instead of blocking motherfuckers like you was talking about with the corporate radio, we gonna keep it real underground. It's 1985 all over again. It's a transition period right now. So what we gonna do is get off into some of this music. Oh, but before I do that, did you know that Kyrie produced like 3 tracks on the Vanilla Ice album? To the extreme. I mean, I know Vanilla Ice sold hella millions of records because corporate America loves some Caucasian rappers, but he didn't get much play in my hood. So if I knew that Kyrie produced 3 tracks on that, maybe he would have got a little more play. You know, Vanilla Ice. Ice, ice, baby. Do 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 do. And no, I'm not gonna play. Alright, so let's get off into this Hoverhead. Kyrie and the Lover Twins, 1985. All instruments played by Kyrie, and he also rap on this one. That's what's up. 1985.
Cocaine is the high that'll take your cash and wreck your life. Cocaine costs big dough, and when you're hooked, you're in a drone. Cocaine happens every night. People shot, stab over the pipe. Cocaine, we're talking to you. Don't base rocks or you'll be through. Unemployed, needing fast cash. Thought you sell coke, but it won't last. Won't listen to your friends. There's more to life than an 86 Benz. Helicopter every night, flying overhead with a big spotlight. Roll a swoop and rough you up. So paranoid, you swallow the stuff. Before you touch coke, you better realize it ain't no joke. It's sad when you see a friend in a puddle of blood that meant the end. And if you're hip, don't buy rocks, that's the Pippin' tip. Stacking their bank, they're coming on strong like an armored tank. Watch out, you can't see it now, but pretty soon they'll be in your town. They say you reach the sky, you better not listen cause it's just a lie. They say they got what you need, quarters and halves, don't sell no weed. Bass pop. Your brother was on top, baked so much he couldn't stop. Had a coat
bass rocks back. Life was fun until that day. You smoke a Grammy with Andre. You loved the feeling that it gave, and soon enough you were a slave, turning tricks every night just to put a fat hit on the glass pipe. A fine tipper, what's a good looker? Turn out to be a cheap ass hooker. Bass rocks, leave it alone. Stop before your mind is blown. You're all washed up, sold your watch for just one buck. Oh, is it so? Sold your car for a grab a blow. Gold rotate and diamond rings. First some bowls, anything. Visa cards with cameras is what they get. All of that for just one hit. How much you smoke, it really doesn't matter. Their bank gets fatter and fatter and fatter. You need a hit, so you stole from your mother. Hubba, 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 hubba.
Because you can hear that East Coast influence, but this is rap. This is West Coast rap. Stars and Vogues. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't nobody talking about stars and Vogues. You know what I'm saying? Grammys. That's some Bay Area shit. I remember when the word Hubba Rocks came through the hood. I was like, nah, man, ain't nobody selling no cocaine and rocks. What you talking about? But it was true, man, and he was talking about positive shit back then. And he playing all the instruments, man. Listen to that keyboard. Powerful. You know, you see he was playing all the instruments. And he was doing the bass, and he was doing everything. Say, that's what it say on the label. All instruments played by Kyrie. So you know, the dude was working with something. He was working with something back then. You know, don't smoke dope, man. Don't smoke dope. It's more of a future in pimping. Pimping got a pension plan. You know what I'm saying? Pimping. Why do I say pimping? Because
the game is thick.
1988, the Mac, the game is thick.
The game is thick, a lot of Mackin' involved. Whatever the Mac, your problems are solved. Roll through, boldly park, let the girls shout. Jump in the drop, and then roll out. Bounce to the corner, about to go on a mission. As I saw a girl who caught my attention, I gave her my problem, and then a flyer. Stepped on the brake and burnt the Volt tire. The thing is tight, the wind blew my face. We saw more tickets, so we slowed the pace. But they were with it too fast, so I didn't spit. They just wanna hang, cause the crew makes hits. He with you with it, juicy, just let's bounce. Before these little hot girls cold melt our mouths. Straight mackin' on mine, I ain't no trick. You know what I'm saying? Cause the game is thick. A square, a perfect night. Nice warm air, girls jeans are tight. But they don't care, prancing around trying to catch a player. I'm not a player, but I play the field. If girls say I am, big deal. I chill, cause I'm real, not phony. Brothers give me dirty looks, cause they don't know me. Like when I walked in a party with my
back on chain
and a snipe tight cable just in case it rained. T-shirts, my Hanes, nothing real fancy. I stayed on my toes, cause the girl's kinda nasty. There's a poster on the wall, it said McMahon's in town, come one, come all. I didn't come to hum on the mic, though it's my hobby, so won't you take a look? I just came to write my name kinda sloppy in your autograph book. Now the time is right for me to grab the mic, turn it on, and start to spit. But first, I gotta drop the hook, bust it, cause the game is thick.
next subject I like to touch on. Specifics, the ones that think they're going on. A lot of cutie pies won't get the time of day. Unless you got money, then they're ready to play. I love the beers for the stories that he's told. I make girls catch vapors like a common cold, but only if they provoke. I let them know from the top, I'm no joke. But sisters claim that brothers act the same. The weak cross cause they just can't cope. Don't drop soap, it's not nice. But if you play that way, you gotta pay the price. I need a break, can I get it? Yo, Kyrie, are you with it? Then do it how it's supposed to be done.
Okay,
hit it, the game is thick.
Okay, party people in the house. Party people in the house. Party people in the house.
Life's the game and the game is deep. Love's the game, the smart will peep. Crack is a game, but it's outlawed. Most hang in gangs cause the game is hard. Baseball's a game played with a stick. Sex is a game played with the chick. But use a Jimmy like KRS said. It's the 80s now and the dumb fall dead. Hypnotism's a game played with the mind. Reagan's playing games with all mankind. At the push of a button or either flick of a switch, you better peep game cause the game is thick. Yo, the game is thick. Word. The game is thick. The game is thick. Yo, I'm out of here. Break it. The game is thick. The game is thick.
Me and my homeboy Juice just kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Come on, back.
The game is thick.
Girls out there, no body gloves. Oh boy, I'm telling you.
Game is thick.
Yeah, cold in effect. Let me hear you out there, Juice. Let me hear you.
The game is thick.
Oh man, I'm here, man. You know what? Just chilling, chilling in Old Town.
The game is thick.
Straight from the V. You know, I'm out of here.
The game is thick.
Just pay me. Just pay me.
And it's not a check.
The game is thick.
I got to get paid.
Pay him.
I got to get paid. The game is thick. The game is thick.
How you doing? I'm Kyrie. I'm Max Party. You know what I'm saying? What's up?
That's it. That's it.
Ooh, call
it
a fact.
It.
The Max.
Fresh for 88.
That's right. Fresh for 88. Now, with that Max song, you can hear him begin to put his dick on the table like, nigga, this is what I do. This is what I do. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm finna do. And then he hooked up with Jay King and he produced the album for the Big Ocean Mind 415, where I didn't really grab nothing off of that album except this one song, New York, New York, because in my unscientific opinion, this song is very imperative to what happened between 88 and 91. Between 88 and 91 is where he just said, I have arrived. Because personally, I know what it feel like. So I'm thinking he said something like, hey, I'm a musician, I'm a rapper, I'm, you know what I mean? But right here, check this out.
Yeah, agent.
Tell me, do
play
you
that
hear
national anthem for New York, man, in the 1980s. Yeah. Yeah, that one's cool, man. I'm kind of tired of that, man. It's the 90s, man. We got to move on to bigger and better things. Yo, what's up, peoples, man? Got our new album out, man. What's up? Oh, man, that tape slamming, man. I didn't know y'all was the 415. That shit's hitting.
You know we the 401, man. I want to shout out to my homeboys, man. The extra large producers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My boy Kyrie on the mix board, man. He getting busy on that super funk.
Yeah, he kind of criminal.
Come with it. Get out of here.
Yeah.
See, now did you hear it? Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Did you hear what he did? Did you hear what he did? I can't really explain it, but I know at the beginning of that New York, New York track, it's like, and then when Kyrie came in with the funk, you know, because the motherfucker just, you know, he play all these instruments, man. Boom, 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 boom. I'm like, nigga, that's what it was. He put his dick on the table. He said, this is what I do. This is how we gonna do it. And motherfuckers is gonna like it. And if you don't like it, you're gonna feel passionate about it. And that's the voice of a leader. You know what I'm saying? That's a leader, man. I ain't following nobody. I'm a hack my own path down this motherfucker. And at the end of the day, I know that I did what I thought was right. Bow. Like that. And so then we get off into the Young Black Brother EP, which introduced this signature sound that you just didn't hear. You didn't hear it in Bay Area rap. You didn't hear it in East Coast. None of that shit. So, I mean, this is where it kind of a pivotal point. I mean, I know the Mac was either passed away or was about to, but he chose this song for his record label name.
Young Black Brother can never be a lover. He keeps a joint in one hand and he in the other. So fly, you never seen Bummy. He's never had a job but keeps a pocket full of money. Lit low, dames and vogues, a beeper on his belt and a gang of hoes. Been in and out of jail since the day he was 10. The hall, the county, and next is the pen. See, he really doesn't know what the game's about. Get in, stack a bank, and get the fuck out. Because a D-boy's life is cool at first, but in the end it's a pen, or even worse, a hearse. Young brother loves to get keyed, cause he feels so good when he's hitting the weed. He's never been to high school, let alone college, and has so much game and too much knowledge. Some call him a sad case, but how do they figure? Many wanna be like that young nigga, and it's not just him, it's another and another. Cause many of us live the life of a young black gun blah.
Some sell weed, some pimp hoes, and some straight gank. Any damn thing to stack that bank.
Young black brother, he's a businessman, trying to make money any way he can. Clocking hoes, rolling voles, smoking the weed, that's how it goes. Young black brother, he's doing it, man. Getting out a hole with a brew in his hand. He gets the number, then he burns rubber. Cause he's living the life of a young black brother.
Another and another, and I'm
Yeah, it's the YBBI show on 187 Radio, and you know we gotta let it ride out, cuz, I mean, that's what musicians do, just to jump over to the Dangerous Crew real quick. When you listen to a lot of Amp Banks, they let it ride out. Man, I'm a musician, this is what I do, this is what I do, I'm a musician, we gonna let it ride out. And, you know, another song on this was Too Hard for the Fucking Radio. Now, Renesse is a Mac Dre, Kyrie connoisseur. And, you know, I didn't want to turn it into the Mac Dre show. But Renesse said, man, you know, you can't play Young Black Brother. You can't do a Kyrie tribute and not play Too Hard for the Motherfucking Radio. Too Hard for the Fucking Radio. You know, I remember when this came out. I heard this. I was sitting in the car. My big cousin Abdul had a Fodo Granada with 215s in the trunk with some horns. I was writing raps for about 5 years at the time, and I was like getting ready to put out my first shit. And I was like, nigga, my shit is gonna drop, and I'm gonna be hot. I'm gonna be hot just like this nigga right here. Nigga, yeah, my shit is gonna be Too Hard for the Radio. And then shortly after, if you've been listening to the show, if you checked out my history, that's when my shit collapsed and I had to get back on the grind, and it took me 7 years to get back to where I was trying to be.
Listen up, I'm about to get dope. It ain't nothing but some shit I wrote about a young brother deep in the game. They call me Mac Dre and I'm keeping the name. I sport Nike shoes, I got a mic to use to talk bad about suckers. I don't like the fools. Down and dirty about spitting my hits, and if not, I'm getting my grits. Playing the game like it's supposed to be played, making much more than a minimum wage. Not a pimp daddy, don't drive a caddy, I just make and get all that baby. Dre, you know I never slow down, smoking zesty until I'm really toed down. Walking to the party, fully first, grab the microphone and let the mouthpiece work. I get hyped, and the game starts flowing. The girls get freaky and it starts showing. And when the party's over at the end of the night, they say, damn, Mac Dre, you ain't nothing polite, cause I'm the numero uno, can never be the dose. A Mac named Dre and I'm popping the most. 18, making raps till I'm 80 though, and too hard for the fucking radio.
Street.
YBBI show right here on 187 Radio. 187 Radio, the YBBI show, the only place in the world that you're gonna go from Richmond, Cali to Paris, France, and back in 1 hour every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. in France, 9 p.m. in the west coast of America, and 9 p.m. on Thursday in Japan. So, we about to get off into this double KO. Double KO, double KO, double KO, plus the attempt. Yeah, he hit me up on MySpace. I like this shit, man. He shot me the track, and we did it like that, man. It's Web 2.0, baby. Plus the attempt, double KO. Check this out. This shit is hard. This shit go. Yeah.
Putain, ma pierre, mec, c'est pas ma technique, ici pas high-tech, ça reste classique, mec. Tu connais mon blast, c'est double dose, double V, influence Stephen, tu connais double KO. A tout pareil, on dit que le rap français est mort, depuis hardcore, c'est niqué ça comme son seul disque d'or. Pas étonnant, hey, quand on entend le flow de tous ces rappeurs, à croire qu'ils ont oublié le beat, trop d'amateurs. Tu veux que ça ferme, tu veux que ta tête bouge, tu flottes la basse que ça te couche, du son neuf, tu kiffes les deux balles, je te sors la cartouche. Avant de te faire réviser classique, ouais, mec, crois-moi, moi la West Coast, je veux t'en parler pendant 3 mois.
Him on myspace.com/DOUBLEKO. That's what's up. And now, for your listening pleasure, we about to get off into this the young black brother part of the Kyrie tribute. And what we gonna start off with is some pimp shit with Mac Dre, Kyrie, Mac Maul with Ray Love. It's off that Illegal Business album from 1993. Then we gonna hop, skip, and jump real quick into some Ray Love off of that Forever Hustling, off of that Forever Hustling CD. You know, I like that singing on that We Do This Every Day. Cause you know, that's what Barack Obama gonna say tomorrow. We do this every day. Yeah. He gonna say, what's up, Michelle? Where you at? She gonna be like, I'm in the Oval Office, baby. I'm in the Oval Office. Nah, that's too ghetto. They are not ghetto. They are not ghetto. They are not gonna paint the White House black. They will not have an El Dorado on the front line of the White House. That is not gonna happen. It is not gonna happen. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. It's okay. It's just a little pimp shit.
Pimp shit coming at you. Straight from the crest, so I thought you knew. Pimp shit is all we know. First we break them and shake them, then we pimp so hell. Pimp shit coming at you. Straight from the crest, so I thought you knew. Pimp shit is all we know.
Film the bitch on my dick and show her daddy out. I kept this pimpin' player shit simple, man. Like my cutty wax, it soaks some dope, so man. Nothing but that
pimp shit coming at you. Straight from the crest, so I thought you knew. Pimp shit is all we know. First we break them, then shake them, then we pimp so high.
Everything in life's within my reach. sky about the house and hear the street. In this hustler's life I'm living, got to be about your cash. Keep your mind up on the market, stay strong if you go the last. Watch them play a hater's brother, cause there's no love in the band. But I guess that's just my people, cause we do this every day.
The meal ticket, a hustler's dream. Trying hard to survive day to day, my niggas, through financial means. In a world of players and player haters, where jealousy and envy controls the weak, the fittest who strive hard to survive consume the meek. And in our journey to succeed, we often fall victim to America's inquiring minds, as they race to watch the weekly witch hunt America's most wanted. But what does the future hold? Will the hunters then finally become the hunted? So as you kick back and smoke in your old school, a brand new 500 drop bins, let the hustlers keep hustling, and them ballers keep making ends. And for the rest of society who criticizes and scrutinizes the way we go about getting our pay, fuck all you motherfuckers. We do this every day. And it's Big Eddie Spaghetti, baby. 9 a.m.
Yeah, though, yeah, though. Yeah, this goes yeah, out though. To the Nizan Izzel crew. And my clan partner, Mac Moore. And young Mac Drizzell, like them. Forever hustling.
Just a player with some G-A-N-A.
I was a hustling ass nigga, straight loving the game. Always meant to be a player, put the love in my name. Surrounded by niggas, I was soaking it from. That put the mouthpiece on my English that was broken and dumb. Got me cool in the swimming pool in motion like a bingo. I'm just sideways to a billion. Tripping off my next million. Rich like a Sicilian, but chilling like a fucking villain. And so I'm ready and willing for 94 to make a killing. Flip a bite of that Hennessy cognac and a fat sack of that North Bay comeback. Ain't this a bitch? I never thought that it would be like this. Life of a hustler, the price of a filthy rich. A nigga's guilty quick if he starts clipping shit. I ain't your dope man, cause that's all your coffee with. Staying paid and getting bit, this is how we representing. If you looking counterfeit, fools might ask what's that you with. But back up in the bay, they don't play y'all for what you wearing. Niggas trip off silly shit, like hoes and other niggas staring. Both weather struggling, too much to be juggling. Your boys on the run, G. Forever hustling, forever hustling. Every day the same old shit. All the dreams are getting rich and no one left to share it with. Cause life is like a major bitch. Living on this razor kid. Growing up was hella sick. Even though with the faces did. Had to finally see the pen. Wishing for some dank and gin. Got the gang twisted and got me up and missing friends. But now I'm on the block again. Think I'm selling rocks again. Hell no, I'm slanging them. Lyrical intoxicants that try and make this game illegal. Cause I rap strapped with a desert eagle. Wanna play me out like Buzzy Single. Another plan to see the rap. Shit, gangsta rap, this shit is kinda sick to me. How did I get addicted, G? Shouldn't touch the D, now it's all about my family. Ball or die, nigga, is my MO. I got my money on the razor, cause major labels wouldn't listen to my demo. Stay away too shy, pray to God it'll never stop. Staying on my toes till a young motherfucker pop. Quit smoking weed when a nigga quit struggling, but I never give the game up.
It's all musical, cause you a tin pop to get the usual game nasty.
Yeah. Just a player with some G-A-M-E. Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's the YBBI show. And you going from Richmond, Cali to Paris, France. And I'm giving you some information. And we doing the Kyrie tribute. And I suffice with the information. Check this out, man. You know, we in the young black brother era of Kyrie career. And that's the young black brother first generation. What you probably didn't know was he got a whole nother roster artist that's coming out. You know what I'm saying? So what I want y'all to do right now, go to Young Black... Well, open another tab or another window, though. And I want you to go to youngblackbrother.com. Go. Youngblackbrother.com. And then when you get there, you're going to have a picture of six black guys. Six dudes, right? You're going to have Ace Card, Young Moira, JB's, Young Ray, and Get Money Boys. And of course, Kyrie is on Young Black Brother Entertainment Records. You know what I'm saying? So what you do is you click enter, right? You click enter. And then what's going to happen is, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get the whole Young Black Brother window that's going to pop up. It's going to be Young Black Brother Records. Welcome to Young Black Brother Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have the artists in there. You're going to have ASAP, ASAP. That's the song that's playing right now up at the top left-hand corner. You know, you can click on it and hear some of the tracks. But this is Young Ray featuring Ace Card, ASAP. You know what I'm saying? I actually got the track, too. So that's it playing in the background right now. Yeah, and that's basically it, man. And then what I want you to do after you leave youngblackbrother.com, I want you to go through it, and then I want you to click over to KyrieMusic.com, right? You know, you click over to KyrieMusic.com, and that's KhayreeMusic. It'll be in the forums. Just make sure you go to TrapLyrics.com. You can click on the forums, I believe, from there. Also, you can go to 187radio.com. And if you go to the right-hand side, you can listen to the shows. You got to click on iTunes or one of the preferred listening options. And then if you click up on communications on the top left-hand side, you know, you can get to the forums that way, too. But yeah, man, if you click over to KyrieMusic.com, he give you a brief history on, you know, on what he does and how he got to where he is. And I need everybody, I was going to read some of this stuff, but, you know, due to the Barack Obama situation, the first black president in America, the first African-American president in a, you know, I know Kyrie wouldn't be mad at me for knocking 10 minutes off of his tribute to, you know, give it up to Barack. So I'm not going to read his bio, but if you go to KyrieMusic.com, you can read his bio, you can get to his music page, you can see all his instrumentals, you can download his podcast, you can look at his videos. Man, this dude, he never stopped, y'all. Like I say, he got a documentary coming out. I need everybody to go to Google and Google his Murder Dog interview. I'm not sure if he got it on his page. Google his Murder Dog interview. It's a lot of information in there. He's really giving it to you like a real OG should. You know, lacing up your shoes and giving you the information. So in the morning when you get to work and you're standing by the water cooler, you can have that whole Kyrie conversation. Because that's what we do at the YBBI show and Trav Lyrics LLC. We're about building shit. We're about expanding brands. And I know that he got a longer history in the shit, you know, than me, and with much more success. But that don't mean that I can't be valuable to what he's doing. They got the new artists, you know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much it. And Renesy, like I say, he's a connoisseur. So he told me that Kyrie and Problem Child was forming a group, or they had a group called No Name Yet, and they actually got a song on the Black Elation album, and that's what I'm gonna play right now. I mean, I want to play I Got to Survive featuring Tupac, Ray Love, Magmon, but man, I want to play The World Is Yours and Slow Your Roll from No Man, because The World Is Yours got that treacherous tick on it. Fuck it. That's what we gonna do. I got 4 minutes. I'm wasting time. I'm wasting time. Alright. No, we gonna play the world. No, but that's Pac though. We gonna split it in half. We gonna go I Got to Survive featuring Tupac, Ray Love, and Mac Maul. Then we gonna go The World Is Yours. And Wide Open and Slow Your Roll ain't gonna make it. Sorry, Kyrie, man. Maybe after you hear this, it'll inspire you to hit me up and we can do that Kyrie show and we can play your favorite songs for the people. Alright, go to TravLyrics.com. Get everything you want to know about your boy Black Ice. You can look at all of this shit. Barack Obama, 2008. Yes, we can. 2010. Go buy my shit. That's not too aggressive, is it? Make a purchase. Thank you. It's your YBBI. We up out of here. Peace to Kyrie. KK, thank you. Barack Obama, congratulations. And remember, we live in history right now. So all my young Black American men, I know it's kind of shaky for you, some of y'all anyway. Remember, no more excuses. Accept responsibility. Be a part of the solution. The world is yours.
So open your hands and get a piece of it.
Young man, don't you trip.
Don't you trip.
Off the things they try to do to you. The world is yours, so when we come down,
I'm back up in the beat now, can it be now? Sleep like the G-Child, paced out fanatic, can't fake the freestyle. My people's all out, control clicks and lock spots. My everyday life on the beat, more hot than cops. So watch, this best sportsman like Honda, drop Honda. I pop the thesis, the fly niggas and chicks in two pieces. The gambler, the risk taker, the smooth type. Watch you move like, lightning with the strength of two strikes. So when the weed light, niggas be fucking around, bucking the flows. Niggas be fucking around, spitting the shit to the bleach your nose. My niggas toxic, we drop shit like wreck balls. We disconnect y'all, totally disrespect y'all. The final coming, prep face off, we take off like stealth bombers. The sky's the limit, pipe bomb in your district. Check this 97 millennium, the game's tight, my aim right. Shaq's the California type of frame of mind, the world is yours.
Young man, don't you trip. Off the things they try to do to you. Keep your game tight.
Your game
tight for love.
Baby, don't fall off.
The world is yours, so when we come down, don't make.
Saying white girl, the world, congratulations, unitly, easily. That's my occupation, making cash generate at a single bound. Mandatory for the glory, yeah, boy, get down. Get perved and swerved, thug style, look girl. Not a curl, I prefer to get up bigger. So watch it when you see it, there it is, when it go. Treacherous, lyricist, unpredictable. Out of control, who know, they love the chose. G-string, out of line, like Loopy Show. At a speed, you and me, smoking swishes, sweet. Nasty currency, you wanna get with me. A North Pole hustler, lack of hesitation, scraping foot racing, wheels keep chasing down the score. And say my prayers to the Lord to get blessed in this game, yeah, the world is yours.
Young man, don't you trip.
Hey, don't trip, for real.
Off the things they try to do to you.
They can't do nothing to you, baby.
Keep your game tight, don't fall off.
Baby, don't fall off.
The world is yours,
it's your world. Understand me? Don't do it like this. With the same team who brought me up with triple beams. Life ain't guaranteed, it seems. So take what you need. Inhale the weed and drop a funky verse with Kyrie. Use a gang digging women who try to find me. Fuck the pressure, cause I do it. It moves better. Your success, I enjoy pleasure. And fat cheddars, keep it moving. Reach me at the office, voicemail. Fax me up, legal rap music, not crack sales. Man, my vision is getting bigger. Every day is clear. Till I get it, I die trying. Dedicated, driven. Ambition got me out positions with weak bitches. Envy us, they witness us. Riding 20 inches, keep my game tight, learn to utilize my business mind. As I rewind my time, look at all the steps I climb. From the bottom floor, came to fly so high and rise. KC3, YBB, the world is yours, ride.
Young Dre,
Kyrie, yeah.
They
can't do nothing to us, baby.
Keep
the game tight.
Don't fall off.
Baby, don't fall off.
The world is yours.
World is yours.
The
world is yours, Kyrie. They better be having it, baby.
Get it.
got that raw gangster sound. Hey, who is that? Is that Afro from back there blowing? Blow that for me, Afro. Yeah, they can't tell us nothing. Yours.